Kalen's Entertainment Report is on The Fred Show.
Oh, man. I am exhausted. More billboards from Taylor Swift with more QR codes have popped up in major cities around the world. And by now, we know that they all link to, you know, this website that has a single letter that will, of course, eventually spell something out. We also keep seeing the number 2. We saw it on the Chicago billboard, and we see it in the others, and also the word Fortnite, which in old-timey lingo means 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And if you head over to Target, where she's long done album releases there, there's a spot on shelves already for tomorrow, where the new album, The Tortured Poets Department, will sell, and the price, but there's a spot right next to it with the name Serpentine. So what does that mean? I don't know. Obviously, Serpentine has to do with a snake. Snake is the symbol for her album Reputation, which she has not re-recorded or re-released yet. I don't know. Jason doesn't like the idea of giving us 2 at once. That's his favorite era.
Yes, and I want every album to have its shine, and I want it to like sell millions and billions of records, and she can't have 2 number one albums at the same time.
But if you're at the store buying one, might as well buy the other one.
Oh, we'll go back. If you do it at a later date, Taylor,
so,
we will go back.
I saw that tweet she put out 2 weeks ago before she said in a fortnight, this Tortured Poet Society.
Yeah, and the typewriter.
Whatever is coming, right?
Dead Poet Society.
Yeah, right.
As my friend Hillary still thinks it's called.
Yeah.
Prayers up.
But so, like, maybe 2 weeks from now, it'll be Reputation? Like, she'll give me 2 weeks with this?
Yeah, maybe.
And then 2 weeks, later.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Right.
I wouldn't mind that. I know, it's Jason's favorite era of hers, so he wants it to have its own shine. And I know her goal, obviously, was to go to number one with each.
Right.
I don't know.
That's Bad Blood, right? Bad Blood?
No, that's 1989. This is Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is like her comeback villain era.
Got it. Okay. Yep.
After she went missing for a couple years.
Okay.
Speaking of, you know, her secret symbols and everything, if you head over to her website, there's a clock that ends today at 2 p.m., another 2 Eastern, 1 Central, of course. So I don't know if we'll have more questions or answers then, but look forward to that, obviously, if you are a Swiftie. And I'm so sorry if you're not. I know people get very upset about this.
But we have that, we're doing a bunch of Taylor stuff here, right? The album release party tonight, and then we're playing
some mini mixes
today
that are going to air on their big songs. Yeah.
iHeart is fully on board.
Right.
iHeart is a Swiftie.
And I know we're playing like a song every hour tomorrow from the Tortured Poets Department, correct?
Yes. Good job. Not that movie. We already know how that ends.
Yes.
Speaking of Taylor, Shania Twain opened up about passing the country pop torch to artists like Taylor, whom she praised for working her little booty off. Shania said she's living an exhausting existence, but she's dedicated and committed to herself, to her art, and her work. It isn't even about ambition, though I'm sure most people would call her ambitious. She's an extremely hard worker, and I'm sure she's got giant goals, but it's not all about ambition. It's about passion and committing yourself to your passion. Now, speaking of that, and this is pretty awesome, SZA will be the second Black woman to receive an award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She's going to be honored with the Hal David Starlight Award this year at the induction gala. And the award every year is presented to, quote, gifted young songwriters who are making a significant impact in the music industry with their original songs. She and Alicia Keys will now be the only 2 Black women to ever receive the honor. But Alicia won all the way back in 2005. So it's been a minute. We love SZA so much. Her last album was played a ton around here. She reacted to the amazing news on her story on Instagram, writing, "This is the most meaningful thing to me. You have no idea. Thank you beyond words for seeing me at all." Others inductees include REM, Steely Dan, Timbaland, and more. So look forward to that. And I always wondered about this. I mean, we know what happens, but dancer Cheryl Burke says she had showmances with 3 Dancing with the Stars partners. And I mean, it's a very like intimate sport. She called it a sport. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's a sport.
If you have a problem, argue with your mama. But that's what she called it. And of course, they're all rubbing up on each other. She revealed that she had a, quote, showmance with former professional football player Chad Ochocinco.
Wow.
Okay. So I don't know if we knew that. He was her partner in the show's 10th season back in 2010. And even though she never publicly dated anyone from the show, she met her future husband, Matthew Lawrence, Prince on the show set in 2006 when his brother, Joey, was a celebrity contestant. She and Matthew split in 2008 after a year of dating. They reconnected in 2017. Is that the one who's with Chili?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So now he's with Chili.
Yep, on TLC.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. they did tie the knot, like I said, back in 2019, divorced in 2022, and now it's that he and Chili are together. I don't know who Cheryl's with. I don't think I can look it up. And then I don't think she told us the third one, so I guess we'll have to guess on that one. But there's been a ton of, even one of the Real Housewives husbands was on, and he was spotted like holding hands with his partner.
Because you're like with that person every day. You're practicing. The person's losing weight. Like a lot of people, they lose a lot of weight.
No, they do. They get in shape. But like, hopefully,
but then they're sweating and practicing every week just to do the salsa, or the samba, or the merengue.
Right, your privates are like up on each other. So I get not the merengue. More to check out online today. Lana Del Rey is calling out someone out. I don't want to say who it is. And a rapper recreated a very sexy Tupac photo shoot. I think Pac was better, but you can decide for yourself on FredShowRadio.com.